الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, for one salvation, one success, a person has to have four things in his life. In any of these four things, if he does not have in his life, then for his salvation, will be a very difficult one. The first thing is knowledge. You agree with me that knowledge is very important in this world. Knowledge itself in this world for progress, man works so hard to achieve knowledge. He goes through so much of difficulties, he sacrifices his sleep, his leisures and pleasures and comforts, because he wants to achieve what he wants to achieve. So you notice that in this world, a person wants to progress, he can only progress when he has knowledge. When there's no knowledge, it's darkness. When there's knowledge, there's light. Likewise, for the hereafter, if one's salvation lies only when he has knowledge. Without knowledge, no matter what action he may be doing, due to his ignorance, he may do it the wrong way. And that will be a disaster for him for the hereafter. For example, to read namaz is something which is very great. When a person reads namaz, he gains the nearness of Allah Ta'ala. When he goes into sajda, there is nothing more greater than a person who goes to sajda, because the closeness that he has in that situation, in no other situation, the person gets close to Allah Ta'ala. But in four rakat namaz, of farz, of zuhur namaz, or asr, or isha, a person decides to think that, you know what, the sajda is so great, let me read one extra salah, one extra rakat. Now tell me that four rakat is farz, but he decided to make it five rakat with this intention, that to that I'll get more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That action will be accepted or not? It will not be accepted. Because the law is that you have to read four rakat, not five rakat. No matter what it is. But if a person, because of ignorance, he does that five rakat, in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, not be accepted. No matter how sincere he may be. Like to keep fast, we know that from the time of Sehri to the end of sunset, we're supposed to keep fast. Now we know that that person who keeps fast, he gets the status of the faristas, the quality of faristas. So a person decides now that, you know, I'm going to keep fast, I'm going to break my fast Isha time. Now you tell me that no matter what intention he has, that act cannot be accepted, because according to the Sharia, he's supposed to keep fast from this time to that time. So knowledge is so important that everyone has to have knowledge. Without knowledge, there's no way there's salvation for him. He'll not be forgiven in any way, because Allah Ta'ala will not accept a person saying, I did not know. Likewise, a person in every way of life, when it comes to knowledge, but with knowledge, what is important? Action. No matter how much a person can have knowledge, but he does not act on that knowledge, then it's wasting of time, futile. Very dangerous, it can become very, very dangerous, because when he has knowledge and does not act on that knowledge, then that person can become very dangerous. He will not be benefit to himself, nor benefit to others too. And you know this much, that any knowledge that you have, when you are always acting on that knowledge, it becomes more freshened. Like namaz, we read every day. So we know the maslahat of namaz. If someone have to ask us the maslahat of namaz, we know it immediately because we are reading every day. It's fresh all the time. But those things that we do it not every day, like going for hajj, or keeping fast, which is once a year we are doing. So when it comes to that time, we have to look at the maslahat. We have learned it at that time. But anything that would you do daily, that will always be with you. The knowledge becomes stronger all the time. So what knowledge is very important is to act under knowledge. Action of that knowledge is so important. After that is most important is do not become a hypocrite. Do not become a hypocrite. Because you can have knowledge, you can act on that knowledge, but you can have hypocrisy in you. Why? You don't have sincerity in you. That any act that you do, the most important thing is to remember, what is the purpose? Why are you doing it for? In other words, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is most important. If a person does not have the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and he has for any other motives, that action will not be of benefit to him at all. It will be most harmful to him, most dangerous for him. Like for example, namaz we read. If we read namaz for the sake of people calling us namazi or praising us, or we're doing because the people must look at you with a high, you know, that namazi. And you wait for people to call you of that kind. They look at you, what a great ibadah did it, but because you did it with the wrong intention, you got no benefit at all, but more harmful. Many people you come to realize they read namaz, but they want people to praise them. It must not be on a day of Qiyamah when Allah Ta'ala will call different types of people. Will be doing so much of good deeds in this world, but in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, have no importance at all. A person may go on jihad. All his life he went on jihad. But he wanted people to praise him of his bravery and the rest of it. And that kind of person, when he comes in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will ask him that what was the reason for you to go to jihad? He said, Ya Allah, I've been for jihad for so many years, all my life. Allah Ta'ala would tell him, no doubt you went all your life on jihad, but remember you did for this purpose. You went for this purpose that you wanted people to praise you, you got the praise in the world, now you get nothing but me. Likewise, a person needs, give charity all his life, he's giving all the best of charity to all the world, he's giving charity, all kind of charity. And he's very happy about his giving all kind of charities. That kind of person, Allah Ta'ala would call him up and say, you know, you have done, Ya Allah, I did this, I did that. He'll praise himself that I did all this kind of these things. So Allah Ta'ala say, no doubt, you have done all those things, but you've got the praises in the world too. You wanted people to praise you. You wanted the praises Allah gave them, the people gave you the praises, now you go to them now, by me you get nothing at all. So just a person, a good act like that too, but because he did it with the wrong intention, he lost everything. And namazi also, all his life performed namaz. Allah Ta'ala asked him, you read namaz, but he said, Allah, tell him that you read namaz, no doubt. But that namaz you read, but you wanted people to praise you. You waited people to be waited for the people to praise you. You got the praises, now you got no praises by me. So just imagine, and even alim also, and hafiz of Quran also. All these people will be called up that you did so much of good work in the world. You've given your life for everything. No doubt you have done all those things, but remember, by me you got nothing by me. Because you wanted the praises in the world, you wanted people to praise you. So you got the praises from everyone, now you get nothing from me. So just imagine, these great actions that we are doing here, if we do not have the correct intention, we lose everything. We lose everything. So how important it is that would knowledge a person must act on the knowledge. And after that he must not be a hypocrite, but he must do it with sincerity. He must do it with sincerity for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. When a man begins to become very sincere and he begins to act very well, then what happens sometimes? وَالْمُخْلِصُونَ خَطْرَ عَظِيمٌ The hadith it is. He becomes so sincere that a time comes in his life that he feels there's no one like him. That is the most dangerous thing. When he feels there's no one like him. That when he walks also, because Allah Ta'ala has given the ability, that he died, that he does not commit any more sin also. And if he commits sin too, immediately he makes tawbah. And he becomes so close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with every action of his. Instead of thanking Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, what I was before, today I'm like this. He forgets what he was before, and he begins to look down at others. He become judgmental to others, he give judgment to other people. He look down at others, he belittle them, he deride them, he degrade them. He calls them all kind of names. He calls them all kind of names. So this is the hadith, وَالْمُخْلِصُونَ خَطْوَ عَظِيمٌ That he failed to realize that the last action is most accepted. No matter what you can be doing, my dear friend, no matter how good you may be, no matter how much of sin you kept away from, but remember the last action is most accepted. And only Allah knows whether you're going to die with iman or not die with iman. Oh Allah, take us back all with iman. That is a dua that always you must make. If you make dua every day that, Ya Allah, I thank you that you've given me iman. And through this iman, then inshallah, because you thank Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Every day of a life, one's life, one have to make thanks to Allah Ta'ala for his iman. Because Allah has given this iman, Allah has given hidayat. For this iman, if a person made dua every day, inshallah, with the barakat of this dua, Allah Ta'ala will take you with iman. That is the most important thing. In the time of Bani Israel, there were two friends. One friend was a bit pious, the other fellow was a bit relaxed. One day this friend of his saw that this friend is committing a sin. He told him, no, you're committing sin. It is not good. You must keep away from sins. So that person said, leave me and my Allah alone. The person who committing a sin says, leave me and my Allah alone. In other words, when he committed the sin, he felt hurt about it. He was not boasting about his sin like how today we boast. Today it's like this, that a person who commit a sin, he boasts about it. He talks high about himself. I took that fellow for a ride. I did that for the person. And he boasts himself about his sins and he praises himself. Remember, one is to commit a sin, one is to boast about a sin. To talk about it to others. In other words, one is a person who commits a sin and feels hurt about it, he made tawbah. Another person who commits a sin and he talks about it and he prays about it, when others to commit a sin too. When, as long as that others commit a sin, the sin falls upon you also. However, he should tell his friend, no, don't commit a sin. He said, leave me and my Allah alone. After that, you know, he saw him committing a very big sin and told him, you know what, why are you committing a sin? So he told him again, please leave me and my Allah alone. But in his heart of heart, when he committed the sin, he felt hurt about it. The most important thing, when you commit a sin, you must feel hurt about it. You must feel hurt and you must feel, I must not commit the sin again. You must not feel, I must not commit the sin. If you committed the sin, man is man, he may tawbah Allah accept. But when you commit a sin, you must accept your fault. Remember, the most important thing a person must understand, he must accept his fault. That I've committed the sin, he must accept. However, he told him, you know what, the moment he said, leave me and Allah alone, what do you think he said? He said, you're a Jahannami, Allah won't forgive you. Today, that's what we do. This is our condition to that. If we see someone, a little bit Allah Ta'ala has given hidayat, little bit Allah Ta'ala has held his hands to us, we begin to become judgmental and begin to see things of that kind which we're not supposed to do. We say that person, that's a Jahannami, or that person, he won't go to Jannah at all. That's what we do. We sometimes even tell our wives that too. However, when the time he said this to this person, that you won't go to Jannah also, you'll be Jahannami. And they passed away, and then Allah Ta'ala brought both the ruh and told them. So that person whom had that, was committing the sin of what he was hurt of, what he was doing, Allah Ta'ala taking me to Jannah because of my grace. My mercy, I've forgiven him. But the other person, when he told him, that who gave you the permission to take your hand up, giving judgment, that's my work, not your work. Because of that now, you have to go to Jahannam. So my dear friends, when Allah Ta'ala gives you this condition where he holds you, and allow you to do good deeds, instead of being thankful, become more thankful. then you must have this fear also that it must not be that I can become worse than the next person. Allah Ta'ala can take that condition away. Whatever condition you are in, Allah give you that condition. Whenever your good condition comes into you, think, whenever you see a person committing a sin, think where what were you before. And you must feel pity for that person. You know, when you see a person sick, you go to hospital. Mahazaji was telling this. Mahazaji Muhammad Siullah Sahib Rahmatullah. You see, when you go to hospital, you feel pity for that person. Because he's sick. You must feel more pity for a person who commits a sin because his soul is sick. As you're feeling pity for that person who's committing a sin, he's bodily sick, Yoni. That person is solely sick. You must have more mercy for him, pity for him. Oh Allah, give him hidayat. Give him hidayat. As you have given me hidayat, give him hidayat also. But you give him making that kind of dua, you making dua for that person which is good for him. However, the most important thing this month, that these four things come together. Knowledge, acting on the knowledge, sincerity, and always concern for the hereafter. Think of it, ponder. For the hereafter. Pride will not come into you. Pride will not come into you. And these three things have got to do with the inside, one got to do with the outside. Knowledge got to do with the inside. No one can see a person how knowledgeable he is. No matter how much of knowledge he can have, no one can make him out. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what knowledge did not have? But no one could make him out, he was most knowledgeable. Likewise, you may find a person just sitting down in your company here, you may think he may be an idiot. All the time he will be the most knowledgeable person. Something which is hidden in you. The second thing which is hidden inside is sincerity. No one knows anyone's sincerity. That's why they say, when you give charity, you give with this hand, and the other hand must not know about it. Likewise, your actions also. The way you must do it, that only you must know and no one else will know about it. Don't do it for this purpose and that purpose. And for concern for the hereafter. If you have the concern for the hereafter, then you begin to improve on your habits. Improve on your habits, improve on actions also, which is very important. However, now that Alhamdulillah, we got enough knowledge, we got everything, how to preserve this condition of ours which we're going through? The condition that we are now, that we are in, where you've been following the correct knowledge, and also you got sincerity in you, and you got concern. Now to maintain that thing is not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. You find many times a person is doing everything good and suddenly he slips. He goes away from somewhere else. For that which is most important is good company, pious company. More than knowledge in this time, in this era of ours, we need is pious company. According to a great saint, he said that in this era of ours, it is pious company is first compulsory. To maintain that condition that you are in, you find many times a person for years, you know, he does so good deeds, and suddenly he flips. Why? Because of not having good company. And Nabi Kareem Sallam gave that example, a good company, like a person who goes to the shop to buy ether. He enters the shop, you find, he may not even buy ether, but he'll find the freshness he gets of the ether. He feels so nice about it. Everything good he feels about it. He may not buy ether at all, but he walks out of the shop, you find that the aroma, the smell of ether is still on his body. So Rasulullah says that that is how you suffer. And a bad company gave an example of this, that if you go to a blacksmith shop, and there he is working there with it, the sparks that fall upon your clothing also begin to smell like that. You won't be happy there too. This is a condition of a person, good company and bad company. A good company, if you sit in a good company, at least if you don't learn something, but you won't do bad also. You won't do bad things, at least you get something. You sit in a company, you keep away from sins too. And my Hazrat Muhammad Siullah Sahib Rahmat said one thing. He said, in this time, whatever I'm telling you, hold tight onto it because it's very important. If a person wants to safeguard his iman, look after his wealth and health, and have a very, very happy life, he must keep in good company. He must keep in good company. Pious company. Good company means pious company. You may not sit in the company of an alim, but sit in the company of a pious man that when you sit in his company, you feel Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You think of them. You become more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may become close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are seven types of people when the arsh of Allah, When they be, those people will be given space, one of them will be two friends. They only became friends for the sake of Allah and nothing else. This is what we do not have today. That you have a friend, you know, it must be for the sake of Allah, that if he sees you doing something wrong, he must stop you from this. He tells you, don't do this thing. That is called a true friend. If he sees you something doing wrong, Allah will just stop it. You do not need namaz, wake him up for namaz. Those are good. That kind of person, when he passes away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gives him jannah, they say, Ya Allah, I cannot go to jannah without my friend. He is the one that should invite me towards good deeds. When I want to do wrong also, Ya Allah, he made sure he kept me away from the wrong. Ya Allah, as I'm going to Jannat, allow him to go to Jannat. Allah Ta'ala tells me, I would allow him to go to Jannat also. That is, we befriend for the sake of Allah. Likewise, the same person who has a friend for doing all the wrong things, he'll tell the friend, let's go to this club and that club and all kind of clubs. All the wrong things that he was doing, when Allah Ta'ala take him to Jahannam, say, Ya Allah, I'm not the only one that friend told me to go, Allah, take him away to Jahannam also. So Allah Ta'ala will say, Ya, take him away to Jahannam. So good company is very, very important. Remember, to become bad is very easy. To become good is very difficult. It takes years. You know, I know so many people who go to these rehabs. That's not a good company. You're taking them away from this company to bring them in their own company. And they get used to all for this. What happens? They talk of the same thing. When they come out from there, they become worse also. Many people have spent thousands of rands sending the children to this kind of rehabs. It did not do any difference at all from my experience that I've seen. I've seen more worse. They become even worse. Because you're putting them in the same den. The same type of people together who are talking. Pious company is very important. And the worst company today is, sorry to say, time does not allow me. I have so much to say. And this point that I'm saying is most important. The worst company today is your cell phone and your internet. Remember what I'm telling you, keep this in mind. Your worst company is your cell phone and your internet. Those people whom you think are not committing sin, those people with big beards and long, long kurta that they're wearing, at night they're looking at all the filth and the pornography they're looking, that's the worst company today. You know, day they come in the first in the mosque, they sit in the front, they read namaz, there's no one else like them. But those are the same people, my dear friend, looking at the pornography and the filth that they're looking at night, that brought about so much of misery at home because of the bad company. There is no worse company than this television, the cell phone, and this internet. Good people, pious people have got caught in the web. Women are also caught into this web thing. The WhatsApp, you find that, you know, the group talks, they said group chats, they talk. So much of fitna is carrying on, they make the ghibat, backbiting, slander, all kind of things are happening because of this. No more you have to have people to meet together. They're meeting like this, this is a meeting, this is what you call the worst ever, my dear friends, the worst ever, this company that is a silent company. Shaitan knows this man that I don't have to send the people around anymore. Let them put them into this condition. Many people, they just go into the internet, just look at it, the next moment they get caught in the web. They get caught in all the webs. And that web of that shaitan's web, you get caught, my dear friend, you cannot come up that. People in Makkah, Madinah are doing it too. Look at a place so sacred, yet they are doing those filthy things too. There is no dangerous company than that company. A husband and wife together at night. The wife is sleeping, the wife, husband is busy with someone else's wife. That company he's got at that time. Khudana Kareem, death takes place at that time, what be his position? Same person, same. That's why you find those houses are full on fire at the moment. The houses are full of fire at the moment. There's no happiness at all. The children are going to madrasa. They're reading namaz. But because of this company they have at the moment, this internet and this what you call cell phone and all kind of company they have in their lives, that have brought about so much of misery for them. There's no barakat at all. There's no barakat at all. There's no respect at all. The mother got no respect. The wife got no respect for the husband. Husband got no respect for the wife. The child got no respect for the mother. The child got no respect for the father. What's the reason for that? Did you ever ponder upon it? You go back home, you see what happens. Instead of food is being ready, the cell phone is busy there.
Before those days, we did not have all these kind of things. They were not, the knowledge was so limited. But alhamdulillah, the iman was very strong. The sincerity they had, the old people they had. When they go to sleep at night, they should think of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should read all those things. Today, when you go to sleep, you find that the cell phone is hidden under the bed, under the pillow. The child is busy with the cell phone, the wife is busy with the cell phone, the husband is busy with the cell phone. Before, when you come to the masjid, you find the Quran is being recited in the car. Now the person is busy with the cell phone, even the masjid people are outside. This is the company, what you call the most dangerous company. Good people who are supposed to be very pious, they got caught in the web also. They cannot come out of it. My dear friend, do not take it lightly what I'm telling you. It's a very dangerous company. We've got knowledge, enough knowledge. We've got enough knowledge, so much of knowledge that we think that there's no one who's got knowledge more than us. All kind of knowledge we have for us, we short of is good company. Bring that good company back in your lives, my dear friends. You find your son can become an alim also. My dear friends, he can become an alim, but he must also sit in a good company. He can become a hafiz, he must also sit in a good company. But please, I beg you for the sake of Allah, do not allow your small children to get used to the cell phone. The cell phone, the more younger the child is, you'll be surprised what the child can do. You'll be surprised. Before you can do this, the child presses the wrong button. And my Hazrat Mawlana Masyullah Sahib Rahmatullah said, the more younger the child is, he's like a lower mehfuz. The child is completely free. The mind is so completely pure. Whatever he's going to see now, whatever you do, the child will grasp it immediately. He's like a magnet. And once that thing is in his heart, in the age of puberty, it'll turn out, it'll rewind. It'll be all in the mind of the child. When the child reaches the age of puberty, it'll rewind. Thereafter, you begin to think, what happened to my child? Oh, he got lost at this house. All the time, you lost him. You've given him the wrong things to do. So our society now at the moment, what we need to do, my dear friends, to sit in good company, pious company. And pious company, and get rid of this bad company that we have in us, the internet and television, which shaitan is put into our minds, because he can't stop a person from doing namaz. Shaitan cannot stop a person from doing namaz. He say, cannot do namaz. He say, if I tell this person not to do namaz, he won't stop, he'll read it. I can't stop that person from keeping fast, he'll keep fast. I'll make him do all these things, shaitan said, but side by side I'll do all this. By him doing all these things, whatever he is doing, that's why you find those days, my dear friend, a person comes to the mosque. When he comes to the mosque, he reads the name of Allah and he comes. Today you find a person, I'm surprised, you know, the cricket match is on. When he comes to the mosque, the commentary is on. So he's closing the car door, he comes in, his mind is the cricket. When he comes to read namaz, where is his mind? Waiting that with me namaz will finish quickly, then I'll go back and listen to that cricket. So what kind of namaz is that? That's what Rasulullah said. A time will come, and the mosque will be full, but the heart will be empty. A time will come, the mosque will be full, but the heart will be empty. And today is the third time. You and yourself can realize what I'm talking. Take into your heart whatever I'm saying. And if you think it's important, my dear friends, and if you're guilty of those things, please put it right. Please put it right. Otherwise your house will be holes will be full of fire. There will be no happiness. You can read namaz, you can do rikun. There will be no happiness at all. The children will be most disobedient. The wife will be most disobedient. Everything will be a haywire at home. You read in namaz, but there's no fun at all. Don't tell me it become like this, that Rasulullah said, the time will come. Al-munafiquna wal-munafiquna ba'dhum awliya'u ba'd ya'muruna bil-munkar wa yanhauna 'anil ma'ruf. Nabi Kareem said, the time will come that the people will give advice to do wrong things and keep away from good things. They'll give you advice to do wrong things and keep you away from the wrong, the good things. And this is a time it is like that. If you give advice to a person to do good, you feel very hurt about it. Today I noticed a person, you know, when a Muslim wants to do good something. One Muslim was phoning everyone for Fajr Namaz every morning. Wake up for Fajr Namaz. He rang one Muslim up every morning, that person swearing. Do not wake me up. Why are you waking me up for? Now just imagine where we are gone to advise someone good deeds, that person is not prepared to accept advice. Where we are gone to? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the time has come that ya'muruna bil munkar. They will advise you to do bad deeds and keep away from good deeds.
Mahazrat Mullah Masihul Asaf Rahma says, today the time has come like the snake has bitten us. The snake has bitten us. That the good looks bad and the bad looks good. As that when a person gets bitten by a snake, the sweet thing that eats will sound bitter. Likewise, the snake has bitten us also, that the good things look bad to us and the bad thing looks good to us. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala Muhammad, Hidayat Naseeb Farma. Give the tawfiq of giving us the tawfiq of following the truth, the tariq of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.